I'm Elsa Levasseur, and I'm a sustaining member, and I give monthly on the internet. It's so easy to listen to WGXC Accra.
Tune in to the latest news about COVID-19 on 90.7 FM WGXC. We are airing live press conferences from county leaders, Governor Andrew Cuomo, and other health officials as events warrant. WGXE is also collecting community information about efforts to bring food to seniors, shut-ins, and students home from school. And your community radio station has all the latest news about new outbreaks, government orders, health recommendations, and more every day at midnight, 5, 7, and 9 a.m., noon, 4, 5, and 6 p.m. right here on 90.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. Another nice day is in the works. Starting off at just above freezing again, 33 degrees is the temperature at dawn. It will climb to 51 by 2 p.m. There will be a light breeze and low cloud cover most of the day. Bring those sunglasses. Then around 5 p.m., the skies will darken in preparation for the overnight precipitation. Around midnight, rain will begin falling and grow in intensity till about 4 a.m., when snow will start mixing in. At 7 a.m., the snow mix disappears back into the rain as the temperatures bottom out at 34 degrees. Then, the temperature will rise tomorrow as the rain tapers off through the day. At about 4 p.m., temperatures will max out at about 47 degrees, and the rain will be the lightest. Overnight tomorrow, temperatures will remain in the mid-40s and the rain will continue through Friday. Pollen levels will be moderate today and low tomorrow. The next high tides will be at 11:24 a.m. and 12:03 a.m. The next low tides will be at 5:33 a.m. and at 6:16 p.m. Water temperature will be 41 degrees. Sunset today will be at 6:45 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:01 a.m. Looking beyond the clouds, we see that spring hasn't started this early in 124 years, the exact moment being tomorrow at 11:49 p.m. Tomorrow, the sun will line up due east on its rise and will be due west as it sets. In spite of the geometry, we will have a couple more minutes of daylight than dark due to the lens effect of the atmosphere. Light from the sun below the horizon bends through the air back down on us, making the sun appear above the horizon when it's really still trying to hide from us. One reason for the early start is the extra leap year that occurred in 2000, a correction that threw the equinox back a day. Add in daylight savings time and the moment of equinox, the time our planet's spin axis becomes exactly perpendicular to our plane of travel around the sun, dials back just before midnight on the 19th. So the wind speed is currently 389 kilometers per second at 4.8 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. There have been 8 days since the last sunspot. And this has been the better weather brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dave Freed of Cornwallville, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXE sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXE.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
And good morning, Bright Siders. This is a Pastor Kim Singletary, your perpetual optimist here in the new realities of living in the 21st century. Just delighted to be here with you, though, because you know what? We don't have no fear out here. We don't have no fear out here, all right? I want to bless you and help you, hopefully, with some music for the soul and the mind and the body. And we are having a great time getting good information at WGXC that we're passing on into the community. So, you know, hang in there. Hang in there with me. I have coming up, Miss Tasha Cobbs. And her song is Gracefully Broken.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment. In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire. Come on, say, take all. Woo! I have in these hands and multiply, God. All that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire.
Ask him, sir.
Set me on fire. Here I am, God. Arms wide open. Pouring out my life. Gracefully broken. My heart stands in awe of your name. Your mighty love stands strong to the end. You will fulfill your purpose in me. You won't forsake. You will be with me.
You will be with me.
Here I am, God, say, arms wide open. Oh, pouring out my life. My life gracefully. I'm holding nothing back. Holding nothing back.
I surrender.
I surrender.
You ought to throw your hands up and say, I surrender.
I surrender.
Say, I surrender.
I surrender.
All that I am.
Surrender.
I'm right here pouring out my life gracefully.
Yes, beloved, that's Miss Tasha Cobbs once again, gracefully broken. We are in a state, some things seem to be broken, but not all. And as a matter of fact, by the grace of God, we're doing better than we could be or would be if not for the grace of God. So here to share with you. Listen, this is Women's History Month, and I don't want to lose sight of that fact. So I am dedicating today's program to women and those who are lovers of women and the little girls who, by God's grace, will grow up and be women. And in this life experience, sometimes there has to be a little shaking and a little breaking. And especially if you're a person of faith, if you don't think your faith won't get tested, as Mr. T.I. says, you are mistaken. So we're going to keep on going, right? We're going to keep on going. As I always say, don't quit in the dip. I have a song that I want to share with you. I love this lady today, Miss Sarah, how you say her name, Bareilles, with Be Brave.
You can be amazing, you can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast, flash of somebody's lack of love. Or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you the way the words do when they settle near your skin. Kept on the inside and no sunlight. Sometimes a shadow wins. But I wonder what would happen if you say what you wanna say.
God saying, I want to see you be brave. We've been through pandemics, epidemics, all kind of things before. Human beings, we are resilient. Stay close. Stay connected. Be of good courage. God will strengthen your heart. Watch what's coming out of your mouth, though. Put a can on the negativity. Encourage somebody. Help them be brave.
We'll be right back.
you feeling that?
I'm just kind of doing a video.
Are you hearing that? Sarah Bareilles, I want to see you be brave. Our history is replete in the world history, and particularly here in the United States of America, of brave women. And in 2020, we are celebrating 100 years since some brave women shook off the shackles of oppression and disenfranchisement and marginalization and being dismissed simply because of their gender. And listen, I got to say something about that. In the book of Genesis, those of you who know it and those of you who don't, in the book of Genesis in the Bible, and it talks about the creation of humanity. And this was information that was downloaded inspirationally to Moses about how this all began. And it says that God took the dust of the earth and he formed man and gave man the image of God, the likeness of God, and the ability to create and to think and to dream. And he told him to name everything. And he began to name the things that were there all around. And then he realized with all these things around, the animals, the plants, the fish, the birds, that there was nothing, no thing there that could connect with him. And he talked to God about it. The word of God in Genesis says that God caused a deep sleep to come upon Adam, took a rib from him, and out of that rib he formed woman. And science and genealogists and whatever, geneticists, they have given us information some years back about the X and the Y chromosome. The X and the Y chromosome, and that if an embryo has two X chromosomes, it's going to be female. There's an X and a Y, it's going to be male. All right. So first of all, some of the women abilities men have, emotions and compassion, it's there, right? Sensitivity is there. But in that second X chromosome, there's a little extra leg of information. There's a little extra leg of information. Miss Beyonce tried to say it like this, girls rule the world. But there is this little leg of information. And when women woke up to that, they began to, you know, not disrespect men, but take their rightful place as being co-created by God in the image of God and given a little extra leg of information. That's why smart men, my wise men, particularly husbands, they know that the woman is the head of the household and a few other things, right? Anyway, I just want to say we are shouting out the women who have helped us get this far by faith, not even going back to the Candaces and not even going back to the queens of ancient and antiquity. I'm talking about queens for today. And today, I'm using some of those queens on the music scene to share, inspire, and encourage not just the women, but the world. There's another song I have queued up for you, and this one is by Miss Alessia Cara. Oh, my goodness. We all need to know and hear this one, right? She's got a song that says, "Scars to Your Beautiful."
She craves attention, she praises an image she prays to be sculpted by the sculptor.
Hey, I'm Jess Carmel.
It's Francesca.
I'm Miles.
Myrian.
Marnie Florence.
Siobhan.
Joanna.
Christina.
Josh.
It's Kylie.
Miranda.
It's Jawed.
Grace.
It's James.
Ashley.
See the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. Cover girls don't cry after the face is made, but there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are, and you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, see, you're beautiful. We're stars and we're beautiful.
My peers, and then there was me,
and a lot of people aren't afraid to give their opinions, whether they're hurtful or not.
People would laugh and stare.
People watching you eat and making little comments.
As I grew up thinking that I had to look a certain way, I never thought I was as pretty as the other girls.
Be proud of it. I shouldn't be trying to hide it.
has dreams to be an envy's soul sheet. Starving, you know, cover girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away.
What I love about people is when they're just being themselves and not worrying about what they look like.
Eyelashes and my hair extensions, that's the only one we don't have.
It's been something that I've struggled with my entire life, not feeling like I fit in.
See, her perfect, she don't understand. She's worth it, all that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer. The light that shines within.
There's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, so you're beautiful. With stars and we're beautiful.
Hold on and just wait until you can get out of that bubble. Because the things that seem like weaknesses, that seem like weird things that make you strange, when you become an adult, you get out into the world, you're gonna find out that all those differences, they're like your greatest strengths.
I realize now.
There's always someone that's unique now, which was the cool part, and that's what made me comfortable to realize that every single person is different.
My personality outshines everything else at the end of the day.
What only matters is what I think of myself and that everyone has different kinds of beauty.
Smile. Smile.
Yes, those scars say that we are resilient. Those scars say that we did not quit in the dip. Those scars say that God gave us the ability to heal. And maybe you're still in the healing process, but know that the scars, they are beautiful. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I want to shout out, as I said, those who are credited with the women's suffrage movement of 100 plus years ago. Actually, the legislation was passed, I think, in 19 and then came into law in 1900 and 20. 1919 passed, 1920 came into fruition. So Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Carrie Chapman Catt, Alice Paul, Lucy Stone, Lucretia Mott, Anna Howard Shaw, Julia Ward Howe, Ida B. Wells Barnett, Alicia Stone Blackwell, Frances Elizabeth Willard, Amelia Bloomer, Millicent Fawcett, and Emmeline Pankhurst, and a brother too, amen. He was an attorney and the husband of Alice Stone Blackwell, Mr. Henry Brown Blackwell. Claps and snaps, you didn't quit in the dip. And look, here we are in 2020, have some women running for president. We ain't get there yet, but we're yet on the move. This song, my next song, this one is for all of you out there, caregivers, spouses of people who have had tragic situations that have robbed them of their mobility, soldiers that have returned home, and you have to give them care like 24/7, and you're still there. And then for all of us who have been pushed down, pressed down, stressed out, I dedicate this to you. Men and women alike, and any children shouldn't be in that situation, but we know that there are some. This song is by Miss Andra Day. Rise up.
Of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains. We gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I rise up, I rise like the day. I rise up, I rise unafraid. I rise up, and I do it a thousand times again. And I rise up, I like the waves. I rise up in spite of the ache. I rise up, and I do it a thousand times again. The silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. Move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again. For that we have each other.
There's a bright side somewhere. This is Pastor Kimmy, a perpetual optimist, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM. We are listener-supported radio for open ears. We'll rise up. Yes, beloved. That is Miss Diana Ross, the boss. I know some of y'all can go back to that when we heard her for the first time say, I'm coming out. Well, we had some women come out to run for president. And I want to give a shout out to those women, those six women who made history in this presidential campaign race. We got two men standing, but we had six women who came out the gate and said, I'm coming out. So I want to just give snaps and claps and shout out Mrs. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Tulsi Gabbard, and Marianne Williamson. Thank you, ladies, for stepping up, stepping out, coming out. And we hope to hear more of you and your leadership as we continue this journey of American life. There's a song I have for you, as I said. Music for the mind, the body, and the soul. And we go in gospel and inspirational and R&B and a little bit country. Y'all ain't know I'm a little bit country. I live up here in the country. Some people think I was born in the country. They say I have a little southern drawl. Is that true? I don't know. But anyway, I know she definitely has one. Here is Miss Dolly Parton for you with Here I Am.
If you need a love that's true, need someone to stand by you, here I am.
And here I am.
Oh, here I am.
Here I am.
Here I am. Mm-hmm. If you need a helping hand, need someone to understand, oh, here I am. Oh, here I am. Here I am.
Dolly Parton and Sia with Here I Am. We got to take that attitude. Times like this, and so many people are stepping up to the gate, standing at the plate, hitting home runs. I'm going to shout out all of our first responders on the ready and the watch, our police, our sheriffs, our state troopers, our fire departments, our health professionals, our doctors and nurses and technicians and pharmacists. I want to shout out those who are on the job and even exposed, those who are caregivers, nannies and home caregivers and babysitters and housekeepers. I want to shout out our transportation people, our Uber and Lyft drivers, taxi drivers, our medical transport drivers. I want to lift up our bus drivers and train conductors, and want to lift up our pilots and our sailors and captains of ships and everybody that's out there doing things, because, you know, life don't stop. And even though government has released funds for people who can afford to be home and work from home or just be out of work for 2 weeks, there are a lot of people who we need, and they're out there. So you're there. We're here. Here I am, sending love to you, prayers for you, and all of us. We're going to do what we can do. I don't know why, beloved, but we need to check it out. Why does it take crisis for us to come together and embrace our humanity, our oneness, our likeness, our vulnerability? You know, if I inhale, I inhale your exhale. If you exhale, if I exhale, you inhale my exhale. So what's up? What's up? All right. Coronavirus, as they say, it does not discriminate. All right. Let us wake up. Here I am. I like that song for us today. I like all the songs that I get to play. And I just shout out all those who use their artistry in ministry to the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yesterday, me and part of my team, Mr. Randall Martin, he wears so many hats here in the community, and welcome him to the WGXC family. This month, he and Mr. Alan Skerritt, the host of Crossroads and Rhythm, we took on the afternoon show, first and third Tuesdays at 4 to 6 p.m. And we had a wonderful program to give information to our community and even the world at large, because we know that we have access to many, many more households through the technology of online podcasting and streaming. So if you didn't get to hear that show, and understand Cheryl played one of the interview portions in the earlier show today, check it out on the archive. But we gave out lots of great information. I got such good feedback from people in the community that they thought it was good information and uplifting. I want to thank our guests, Dr. Anne-Marie Acevedo, Ms. Claire Purdy from Healthcare Consortium, and also our mayor, Mr. Kamal Johnson, and for all that they had to say and share. Want to share a phone number for the Healthcare Consortium. They are located at 325 Columbia Street. Of course, you know, they're not taken public in, but you can call. You can call. They're still providing service, a little bit downscaled, but still available. And the number to call is 518-822-8820, 518-822-8820. Also want to let you know that the Salvation Army is continuing to provide services as well. And I know there are many others, but these are the two that are coming quickly to mind. And they are providing lunch, bag lunches you can pick up at the door. The food pantry there, and we have several food pantries in the area. I just don't have my list in front of me. But you can go to the Salvation Army food pantry Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and I'm going to give you their number too. It's 822-1602. All right, so that's just a couple of things that are going on. You can also call City Hall. Yes, you can call City Hall and find out what other services are being offered citywide. And I'm going to give you the mayor's number, 518-828-7217. So hope that information will help you get from where you are to where you need to be in order to feel more safe and have a sense of security in this time of apparent uncertainty, although some of us kind of certain, kind of sure. There's a blessed assurance deep down in my soul, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad. And if you're out there and you feel that way about it too, snaps and claps for you. Let us share that with as many people as we can. The old folks used to say, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. I tell you, we're here and we say there's a bright side somewhere, right? Well, you can get bright, and sometimes the brightness makes the sun look golden. Here go Miss Jill Scott. She living her life like it's golden. Me too.
Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah,
I could use her ducats,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. I'm taking my freedom, pulling it off the shelf, putting it on my chain, wearing it round my neck. I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my car, wherever I choose to go. Take me far.
Living my life like it's golden. Living my life like it's golden. How can you say that, preacher? How can you say that with all that's going on? Well, I tell you, I look at the numbers, I look at the stats, and a lot of people are fighting back, you know. Yeah, there's people are contracting, but so many more are recovering. So many more are living. And so I thank God, because I know it always could be worse. Bringing people together, too. Helping people to have more time to spend together. Shedding us of some of the busyness in our schedules to keep us separated from the people we love. So there's a bright side somewhere. I want to share seven things to consider a faith-based response. A faith-based response. This is an excerpt from an article I read in something called IBelieve.com. It was written by a Reverend Noel Kirshner, who has an MDiv. And in paraphrase, number one, don't be afraid. Number two, take preventive measures. Number three, be a leader. Number four, share your light. Number five, maximize the gift of time. Number six, don't add to the panic. Watch how you talk about COVID and coronavirus, especially around children. Encourage faith, not fear. And number seven, pray. Pray for others, even as you pray for yourself. Something about us, the human species. We're fighters. And hallelujah. Let's not give up. You know, I didn't coin the phrase, but I claim the phrase. Don't give up in the dip. Don't quit in the dip.
How you feel? I traveled this same road, and all you want is someone to hear your bleeding heart overflowing with tears. I hear you say that nobody knows that you contemplate suicide was no joke, worthless inside. No fight, but this can't be all, 'cause you still have life. I'm here to speak hope to you. If I made it, you can make it too. You may feel like life is over. I won't let you go.
Here's my number. 2, 4, 6, 8.
We're fighters. We're never gonna give up. Never gonna give up.
I'll take your hand and you take mine.
We'll conquer
this thing they call life.
We're fighters. We're never gonna give up. Never gonna give up.
No, I won't let you fight alone. We're confident and we'll stand strong.
Everything's fine. Yeah, we all know the struggle's real. But you can let go, 'cause you're trusted with this fight you're in. We're champions, we will win. I'm here to speak hope to you. If I made it, you can make it too. You may feel
we're fighters. We're never gonna give up. Never gonna give up.
I'll take your hand.
You take mine. We'll make it through.
Call
life.
Yes, we
we're fighters.
Oh,
fighters. Hey, I'll take your hand, you take mine. We are going to make it through this thing called life. All right? Don't give up, that's all. Just don't give up. And we're about to wrap it up, though. Coming to that time where we're going to get off of this line. We hope to be back, God saying the same. April 1st, we'll be back at Brightside here at WGXC. And it will be my third year anniversary. So, if you've been with us since the start or you've come along for the journey, I hope that you'll be with us. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I think it's going to be pretty special. And hopefully we'll be on the other side of this pandemic pandemonium. I want to shout out all the March birthdays. I want to shout out all of the religious leaders, spiritual leaders who are out. And just like doctors, you know, we're doctors of the heart, mind, and soul. So, you know, they're closing down houses of worship and places of worship. But you know what? That's not going to stop us from giving the love of God, getting the good news out there, doing what we do. I want to have my last words to you, given by Miss Leanne Womack. And they said we should get out there, get some sunshine, get some exercise in. Maybe you can't go outside. Maybe you have to stay in. But guess what? You can still dance. Dance in your chair. Dance with your cane. Dance with the rocker. Get some exercise in. I hope you dance, beloved. God loves you. I do too. No matter how gray the day, how high or low the clouds may be, the sun is still shining. And there is a bright side somewhere. Mother's Day, women, Women's Day, mothers, Happy History Month, ladies.
Choice to sit it out.